Now, this is a terribly, terribly important process. It doesn't look important, but it is also quite interesting to run. That intention has to get across 100%. That acknowledgement has to get across 100%. And the whole cycle of action from beginning to the acknowledgement, beginning to end, is a cycle. And you come to a full stop with a thank you. Now I'm going to show you a highly improper method of running this. This is not tone 40 worth a nickel. Give me your hand. Thank you. 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 Give me your thank you. Give me your hand. Thank you. Give me your hand. You believe it or not, I saw somebody trying to audit that way with it one day. There was no end of cycle. The thank you is an end of cycle. Now, it was just all blurred, you see. There were no stops. No command was any different than any other. I mean, all commands were just one command. Now, it audited more properly would be something on the order of, give me your hand. Thank you. Give me your hand. Thank you. Give me your hand. Thank you. Got that? Now, I exaggerated that for you. But it is actually better to let the whole world come to a halt between that thank you and the next command and let it all settle out than to get the pre-clear jumping at it. Now, jump at this one. Give me your hand. Thank you. Give me your hand. Thank you. I'd see this the highly improper. Now, supposing he does jump. All right, let's film that. Give me your hand. Thank you. Give me your hand. Thank you. Give me your hand. Thank you. Got that? Premature offering of it and so on. Auditor stays in seriously strict control of the session. You got that? And he really is in control of the session. Or you'd be able to do this well if you can do all those training drills and if you've got tone 40 on an object fairly flat. A person having this run on him hasn't got a prayer if it's run on him from tone 40. He just does it. And then all of a sudden he finds out, look here, the bank controls me. Here's a known source of control. This person is controlling me. And it's not killing me. And I can stand it. And of course all the lies are that he can't stand it, you see. It's impossible. And so on. And that's what a circuit believes. The one thing a circuit can't do is duplicate. They're never quite complete, entire, perfect duplicates. See, they're not duplicates, things that circuits do. Circuits run on it mustn't happen again. Maybe that's where they come from.